Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Great piece in the Free Press. I want to welcome to the show Franny Block. Franny is a reporter for the Free Press, and you can follow her on X at Franny Block. She's formerly at the Des Moines Register. And Franny, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Your piece, I want to read the title of this, everybody. Reading, Writing, and Racism, the Three R's of Philly Public Schools. A history and social studies curriculum is asking students to replace the national anthem after critically examining race and racism. So, Franny, what led you to this story? Are you a Philadelphian or local to the area?
I'm not a Philadelphian, but I've been covering schools across the country for the past few years. And so I actually found this story by connecting with teachers in the school district who raised concerns to me, saying they felt that this curriculum, not only was it not accurately depicting American history to its students, but it was actively teaching students a very specific, narrow worldview and not, frankly, equipping them to be able to go out into the world and apply the knowledge that they're gaining in high school to the real world because it was so biased. And so that's actually how I ended up coming to the story, was through the teachers themselves who were raising the alarm bells.
And these teachers who raise these alarm bells, I mean, they're obviously sick and tired of this. We're all sick and tired of this. So who's pushing this? Is it the unions? Is it the administration? I mean, who's really behind these efforts?
Well, that's a great question. I think obviously the teachers' unions have an outsized impact in schools across the country. But if you look specifically at this case in Philadelphia, you'll see there is actually a director of social studies curriculum who really helped to spearhead the development of this new world history and American history curriculum. And if you go through his public statements on Instagram, on Facebook, in podcast interviews that he does, he talks about this idea of teaching, which I think is a very new but gaining popularity idea of what a teacher is meant to do, which is, in his mind, to teach student activists. He actually, in one, I believe, podcast or in one article that he'd written, talked about liberation being the syllabus. And so I think that this is a growing trend we're now seeing in education spaces. And frankly, I think the place to look is really at the teachers' colleges, about how teachers are being taught to teach. And I think that tells us a lot about what we're now seeing in the classroom.
Yeah. So in Philly in particular, this is a lot of the, you know, America's awful. America sucks. So let's try to brainwash everybody into believing that America is this awful place. So give us a little insight, Franny, into what the curriculum is going to say.
Well, there's a couple different examples I'll pull out, and I've got some notes up to make sure I get them right. My piece actually opens with an anecdote about the Gilded Age. And in the Philadelphia curriculum, this is an age in American history, it teaches that the kind of biggest takeaway students should get from this unit is that new industries lead to greed and exploitation. And again, that's one very specific, narrow view of how to view that very complicated history, a period in American history. And again, it's just one example of how students are kind of being framed. If that was perhaps a debate that was being posed to students, you know, take one side or the other and discuss, do you agree, disagree with the statement? That'd be one thing. But this is kind of given to students as a fact that the new industries in America have led to only greed and exploitation. And that's, again, just one example. There's another class.
Not anything about giving people jobs and giving people the ability to rise up from poverty and nothing like that.
Exactly. And again, that's it's just giving students an incomplete picture. Mm-hmm. It's important to explore the complexity of these periods of American history, but you can't explore that complexity just from one point of view and one perspective. And I think that's kind of the overarching point of the piece. I'll point out one other example in the curriculum that I think is notable, which is a African-American history class, which asks students to select a song to replace the national anthem after critically examining race and racism. So again, I think this is just another example, again, of showing that there is this kind of anti-American bent to American history curriculum in an American public school. And this isn't just one school, two schools. This is the entire Philadelphia public school system in charge of educating nearly 200,000 students over 330 different public schools. And so that is a large swath of students. And this type of curriculum can have a huge impact in how students grow up and then see the world and see the United States of America.
Yeah, no question about it. Absolutely, Franny. And that's the goal. I've long believed that. I believe the goal here is to poison their minds, make them hate this country, and then ultimately hate the founders of the country and hate the documents they wrote, particularly the Constitution. And then you can tear it up and then you can, you know, start over. And then because the Constitution is the guardrails against their socialist ideas. So if you can convince them that America is awful, it's built on racism and white supremacy and male privilege and all the other nonsense, then obviously the document that they created has to go, and then they can write a new one. And that, to me, has always been what the goal here is. As you're saying this to me, I think it rings true. And we're talking about children. We're talking about people that are you know, their minds are looking for knowledge and they're looking to learn things. And so if you fill it with that and you don't offer an alternative, then they figure that that's got to be the whole story. And that's why, you know, the president, I think, is right to come out and say, we're ending this stuff in schools. I guess what I don't understand is why is it still happening, even after the president has said this kind of DEI woke nonsense has to go, or you're going to lose your funding?
Well, I think at the end of the day, change in education happens very, very slowly. It's really difficult to snap your fingers and then just see automatic change happen in an educational institution. Yeah. And I think part of that goes even with reading and math scores. You may implement a new program in a school. You're not going to see the results of that for another maybe 3 to 5 years. Now, on the topic of DEI in public schools in America, obviously, the president has come out and said this is no longer going to be accepted. But you have a lot of other powerful players in the education space. And I think the teachers unions are one of them. And right now, I still think that teachers unions see DEI or maybe part the principles of DEI as an important part of the public education space. And so I think you're going to see a lot of pushback in the next few years, the next few months. And it'll be interesting to see what happens. I think, you know, the teachers unions, as I said, they have huge impact in schools across the country, public schools everywhere in the United States. And if they continue to push back, I think we'll continue to see curriculum as well that has perhaps this anti-American bent.
Franny, any other examples from your article from thefreepress.com, Reading, Writing, and Racism, the three R's of Philly Public Schools, that you'd like to share with us?
Well, I think one other thing I'll mention, I mentioned up at the top of our conversation, the person in charge of creating this curriculum who talked about, again, the syllabus being a form of liberation or liberation through a syllabus. This is also somebody that has posted on his Instagram account pictures of the American flag in the trash can. He's compared the United States to North Korea and Russia. Gosh. And so, again, I think you have to look at who are the people that are in charge of shaping the curriculum and what kind of impact outsized impact can they have on a really large school district. And so I think that's one area that perhaps deserves greater scrutiny is what are the guardrails? Who is developing this type of curriculum? And the one thing I'll add on that as well is that teachers in American public schools have tons of flexibility, I think, in what they're able to teach in the classroom. There's a great scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, Robert Pondicio, that writes a lot about this. And I think there's many pros and cons to that. So in this case, for example, teachers don't have to use this curriculum. It is recommended to them, but it's not required to them. At the same time, though, it gives institutions very little control to see what actually is being taught in the classroom. And that raises even greater questions when you're trying to understand what students are learning as well. So this is a very complicated issue. This is just one example of it. But I do think it's something that's happening all over the country.
Yeah, and no doubt about it. And so I'm really glad you're writing about it. We'll post a link to your piece over at thefreepress.com. Before I let you go, is there a really egregious example of something outside of just, you know, not just Philly, but as you've been writing about this from across the country, any really crazy examples that we should know about?
Well, I have been writing about this for a couple years now, and there's one example of a story I wrote probably over a year ago at this point of a school district in California, actually a couple different school districts that had entered into contracts with a nonprofit in California called Californians for Justice. Mm-hmm. And these contracts were hundreds of thousands of dollars. In one case, an $800,000 contract that a school district signed with this nonprofit. And what this nonprofit was doing with the money was they were actually then paying students to participate in student activism. And so I think you're seeing this not only within the institutions themselves and the curriculum, those who are in charge of developing curriculum, but you're seeing examples of activism entering into the education space. And again, this could be activism right now. It's coming from one particular side of the political political spectrum, but it can come from the other as well. And you're seeing it now entering into schools also through contracts that schools are entering into. And Californians for Justice was one example of that I found.
Not surprising, especially it's California. No shock there. Follow Franny on X at Franny Block. I just followed you, Franny. And we'll post a piece to your, we'll post a link to your piece at thefreepress.com. Thanks so much for joining us here today on the show. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Zeoli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
It is our happy hour, and I'm super happy that we're going to be live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May on June 20th. Now, the hotel is sold out that weekend, but you don't need a ticket to come to the show. You don't need a reservation. Just show up. Come and see us. We'll be there live. We'll be on the fifth floor ballroom, and it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a blast. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. But they're sold out, and they're going to be sold out for July before you know it. So make your reservations today by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. All right. So Larry Krasner, the woke communist, Soros-funded leftist lunatic district attorney of Philadelphia, did a press conference in advance of the protests that are planned in Philadelphia this weekend as part of this No Kings weekend and these protests that are happening across the country. And he had a lot to say today. So talk to me about the clips we have here and what are we hearing, Matt?
All right. So first of all, I'm going to play just the start of it, just him talking about it. And then we can skip over to where he references Hitler.
Okay. Sounds good.
So will I. And there will not be charges brought in relation to what I anticipate will be nonviolent protest activity that is protected by the Constitution I swore to uphold. There will not be charges brought without my eyes being on it. And by eyes being on it, I mean eyes looking at the video, seeing what the police documentation is, and talking through with a lot of very smart, very expert people here what the law suggests and what justice looks like in these cases. We will be very careful, and I know, based on the experience I've had with this commissioner, not only yesterday, but also in terms of the management of the Penn campus, I know that there's going to be a lot of careful thought at that end as well. And that is perhaps, among other things, for this reason. Sadly, we need to talk about what is causing the commotion in L.A. We cannot fall into the trap that Pastor Nick Taliaferro mentioned, where somehow the story of a torture murder by a police officer named Derek Chauvin that played out over 9 minutes on video and frankly scandalized the world, somehow that got written out of the narrative. And the narrative became, oh, but look at the reaction, as if there had not been a cause. It's really not that complicated.
Let's stop it right there for a second here. Stop. All right. So Krasner's blaming what happened to George Floyd for the Summer of Love and the violence and the protests and the burning of government buildings and fast food restaurants and cars being bombed and Molotov cocktails. This is what the left does, right? Now, that has nothing to do with L.A., obviously. But his point is cause and effect. So that happens, so that justifies all the riots and the protests and the violence and the billions of dollars of damage. It's justified by that. This is the mindset of a leftist, so you understand. And he's going to get into L.A., and he's going to explain why this is justified, too, because Trump keeps supporting people. All right? Go ahead. Keep going.
Like me. Criminals don't like my administration. Criminals don't like me for a reason. And that is because, unlike the President of the United States, who has 34 felony convictions and therefore can candidly and honestly be called a criminal.
What does that have to do with anything?
Unlike him, I believe in equality. He does not. You know this because of the talk about black pilots. You know this because of all this weaponization.
Hi, Mr. Wonderfly.
Sorry, we've been interrupted by a commercial.
What about the audio clips that I sent you? Why don't we just play those? If we're not on video, right, why don't we just play those? How about that?
Gotcha. Sounds good.
Okay.
Here
right.
You go.
Historically, it was or is the immigrants. Historically, it was the black people. That's what he's doing. That's who he is. And therefore, I want all of my Philadelphia friends and all of those people who are understandably provoked, outraged, and disgusted, not to get it twisted. If you are doing what Martin Luther King would have done, you're going to be fine. That is the law, that is the Constitution, and those are the traditions of this country. You're going to be fine, and I'm going to make sure you're going to be fine.
Krasner went on to say that stand in line and, well, you'll hear this. Go ahead.
The criminal in chief has co-conspirators. There in January 6th, we know who they were. They were his political supporters. They're a bunch of wackadoos who thought reptiles ruled the planet. I'm not making that up either. We know who they were. What we cannot have in Philadelphia is a bunch of chump trumps. Excuse me, Trump chumps. It's hard to figure out. Trump chumps. We cannot have individuals who, because of their anger, because of their misunderstanding of history and how nonviolent social protest works, think it's okay to smash a plate glass window and steal a bunch of shoes. You will not find a photograph of Martin Luther King in a suit and tie coming out of a broken storefront with shoes under his arm. Therefore, don't do it, okay? It ain't that complicated. You also will not find photographs of Martin Luther King taking a punch at a police officer. In fact, what they did systematically, time and time again, they did this at the lunch counters, they did this when there were fire hoses, they did it at protests, is they taught their people that no matter what is done to you by law enforcement, by government, by haters, you cannot respond with violence.
All right. That so is what this they is taught. This is the thank you. This is the, you know, the standard. Don't be violent. Don't be violent. And then when the violence breaks out, they turn around and they say, well, it was mostly peaceful. You know, it was mostly peaceful. Same, and like same thing after George Floyd in the Summer of Love. Matt, do you have the part where he compares Trump to Hitler?
Yeah, I have it queued up.
Okay, let's play that, please.
Cycles by the Ku Klux Klan. You know this because his own grandfather was arrested as a member of the Ku Klux Klan. Okay? You know what he is. He is a racist, he is a criminal, and he, very, very, very much like Adolf Hitler, does not believe in equality, who called equality a degenerate notion. Well, the documents written in the city of Philadelphia.
Okay, let's stop it there. Thank you. All right, so there you go. He's the Klan, Hitler. Get it? So let's unpack what we're watching here. What we get is we get the left saying that it's mostly peaceful protesters and that it's mostly nonviolence. They do the gratuitous calls for, oh, everybody's got a right to protest, but please no violence. And then the violence breaks out because you compare the president to Hitler and the KKK and you go off on him and you blame him for what's happening in L.A. So you're condemning it, but you're not really condemning it. You're like, it's like, just don't do it. But if you do it, it's not your fault. It's Trump's fault because he's the one that started all this in the first place. Don't do it. But if you do it, it's Derek Chauvin's fault, even though the autopsy would disagree. But you see my point? They all do this. They do the gratuitous no violence warning. All right. There's no violence. So we can't do it. And then when the violence breaks out and there's buildings on fire and there's destruction and chaos, they turn around and go, well, it's not your fault. You were mostly peaceful. But what are you going to do with that Trump, huh? What are you going to do? He's the reason. So then they go on and they tell you that your eyes are lying to you and that what you're seeing is not real. It's not real protest. I mean, it's not real violence. It's mostly peaceful. They charge people for throwing mostly peaceful Molotov cocktails, and they say that they're the outliers. Yet you see over and over and over again the videos of the violence, and then the mainstream corporate legacy media turns around and goes, ah, that's not really accurate. That's not really accurate. Well, these are protesters trying to stop a mother from getting to work. This is from Fox News. This is Cut 23. Take a listen.
Oh, no, not work. I care so much.
So you don't care about stopping black people from going to work?
Look at this line that you guys are causing. I'm not causing no problems. I'm not trying to. We're just trying to leave.
You see? See? When you block people from getting to work and getting their kids to daycare and getting their kids to school, you lose them. I don't care if they're with your cause or not. And by the way, these people are not with their cause because these people are crazy. I mean, the people doing this are crazy. I mean, they're nuts. And so, yeah, that's what you get. You get normal people who are thankful to God that the military is there to protect them as they watch cars burn, as they're blocked from getting to work, blocked from getting their kids. Yeah, you're damn right that they're happy that somebody's doing this. You're damn right. Absolutely. And you don't really hear, you notice how you don't hear a lot of people from L.A. talking to the media about what's going on. You don't have, because the corporate media is in on this. They're happy this is happening. They're not upset by this in any way, shape or form. So they're not going to stop it. And they're not going to tell the stories of the small businesses that are being destroyed. They're not going to tell the stories of the people who are being harmed by all this. They're going to turn around and they're going to go, it's mostly peaceful. Hey, one or two bad apples, doesn't spoil a bunch. Now, this guy, Padilla, this jackass, this senator, so he was thrown out of the meeting today when Secretary Kristi Noem was speaking. So I want to play a couple things here. I want to play you the clip of him getting thrown out. Then I want to play what Kristi Noem response was. Then we'll play Senator Padilla's response. So let's start with him getting thrown out of the meeting. Cut 15.
Senator Alex Padilla, I have questions for the secretary, because the fact of the matter is a half a dozen violent criminals that you're rotating on your heads off.
How many of our ICE agents have been doxxed for doing their duty, how they have been targeted.
Yeah, they have been targeted, and they have, but he's a senator, and so he wants the grandstand. So then she goes on with Martha McCallum, and Martha asks her the question about the senator and what happened, and this is what she said.
About all of this.
You know, what I would say is we were conducting a press conference to update everyone on the enforcement actions that are ongoing to bring peace to the city of Los Angeles. And this man burst into the room, started lunging towards the podium, interrupting me and elevating his voice, and was stopped, did not identify himself, and was removed from the room. So as soon as he identified himself, appropriate actions were taken. But I would say that, you know, I had a conversation with the senator after this. We sat down for 10 to 15 minutes and talked about the fact that nobody knew who he was. He didn't say who he was, that until he was already had been lunging forward and people were trying to detain him for quite a period of time. And that this, you know, we're leaders, we're public servants. And if he had requested a meeting, I would have loved to have sat down and had a conversation with him. That coming into a press conference like this is political theater. It's wrong and it does a disservice to this country and the people who live here. So we sat down, had a conversation. We probably disagree on 90% of the topics, but we agreed to exchange phone numbers. We'll continue to talk and share information, and I think that's the way it should be in this country. I wish.
Okay, now let's hear the senator after what happened to him, and what I think you're really going to notice here is how upset he is that he didn't get arrested. Right, I'm serious about this. I think that's really what you're going to hear here, is how upset he is that he did not get arrested, because I think that was ultimately his goal, what he was hoping for, because then the fundraising emails and, you know, the fundraising emails that say I was thrown out of a meeting are not nearly as compelling as I was arrested by Trump's thugs and Trump's Gestapo and blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? So take a listen.
Right. I was there peacefully. At one point, I had a question. And so I began to ask a question. I was almost immediately forcibly removed from the room. I was forced to the ground. And I was handcuffed. I was not arrested. I was not detained. I will say this. If this is how this administration responds to a senator with a question, if this is how the Department of Homeland Security responds to a senator with a question, you can only imagine what they're doing to farm workers, to cooks, to day laborers out in the Los Angeles community and throughout California and throughout the country. We will hold this administration accountable.
So let's think about this now. You're at a press conference. The Secretary of Homeland Security is speaking. The FBI is there. ICE is there. You start yelling at the Homeland Security Secretary. You're damn right they're going to drag you out of there. And then he doesn't identify himself as a senator right away. They bring him out. They identifies himself as a senator. They don't arrest him. And then he winds up meeting with the Secretary of Homeland Security. But we're supposed to act like what he went through there is the Gestapo. And he was hauled off to a camp and he was imprisoned or something like this. Now, Chuck Schumer responded, too, because I think this was all planned as usual. You know, go in, disrupt it, get arrested. That's why he's bummed he wasn't. Get arrested. And then we can grandstand. We get a big spectacle out of this. So Chuck Schumer said this about Senator Padilla today. Take a listen.
Without objection.
Mr. President, I just saw something that sickened my stomach. The manhandling of a United States senator. We need immediate answers to what the hell went on. I yield the floor.
Speaking of manhandling, Pete Buttigieg says his stomach was queasy after watching Senator Padilla get arrested. This is little Pete, the once and future presidential candidate. Take a listen.
Hey, it's Pete. Like
so many people around the country, I just saw something that made my stomach turn. Something I didn't think that I would see, even under this administration. A United States senator pushed to the ground and handcuffed.
Oh, no.
After asking questions of a federal government official.
Hands behind your back. Hands behind your back.
If you don't have my hands, go ahead. Hands behind my back.
All right, cool.
What are we supposed to do about that? Well, first of all, we name what just happened.
All right,
which is that the Trump.
Let's play the other view of Senator Padilla getting arrested. I think what is that? Cut 15, or is it the one after that? 16. I think. Yeah, cut 16. Go ahead, play that.
I'm Senator Alex Padilla. I have questions for the secretary, because the fact of the matter is a half a dozen violent criminals that you're rotating on your hands off.
How many of our ICE agents have been doxed for doing their duty?
So he was purposely trying to interrupt her, purposely trying to make a spectacle, purposely hoping he would get – he knew he'd get thrown out. Of course he would. Anyone would. Purposely trying to do all these things. You can hear the secretary speaking, and she's in the middle of speaking. So he did this on purpose. All right, now go back to Mayor Pete, who's all queasy over this. Go ahead.
Government has crossed one of the reddest of red lines that can exist in a free society. Any salute to the flag or talk of patriotism or American greatness is completely hollow if you do not respect the freedoms that that flag represents, the Constitution that directs the course of this country. And they've shown what they think of those freedoms and that Constitution.
Well, now, it's not – that's I can't take it. He's so low energy. But that's not all. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, Sylvester the Cat himself, Snagglepuss, he's out there now saying it's time for Republicans and the Trump administration. Well, I'll play it for you when we get back. All right? Take a quick break. We'll come right back. But let me tell you about Tri-County. Tri-County Auto, I love these guys. I'm so happy that they're advertisers on the show, sponsors of the show. And, you know, I drive a Jeep Wrangler. I love driving my Jeep. It's great. And you'll love employee pricing. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, Tri-County Auto. That's what you get. Employee pricing for everyone on all their amazing, amazing cars. And all you got to do is go to tricounty.com to see for yourself their incredible selection. And we've got great specials on Jeeps this month, as a matter of fact, including a great special on the Jeep Compass. So if you go to the website, tricounty.com, you can see it for yourself, or pop in there. They're right off of 422. Easy to get to. Collegeville, King of Prussia, Limerick, right there. They actually have three locations. They also have Tri-County Toyota as well. But for me, I love the American pride of driving a Jeep. And now with everything, this is such a great time to buy American, right? Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Maybe you want a big Dodge Ram truck, like the Ram 1500. Well, they have incredible specials on that right now as well. Great financing, lease options, low interest options. And don't forget, by the way, if the One Big Beautiful Bill passes, the interest on your car loan, if it's an American car, tax deductible. So go visit Tri-County today. Brian Krieger, his wife Cheryl, the whole team there, they're wonderful people. They support our veterans. They support this show. And if you've been thinking about buying American, now's the time to do it. Better than ever. And you'll love the experience, too, because they're an honest, honest dealership. And I'm telling you, like, for me, the Jeep Wrangler is the way to go, because I love taking the top off. But the Jeep Compass, they have an incredible special going on about the Jeep Compass right now. And the same thing with the Ram, the Dodge Ram trucks. Great specials. But employee pricing for everyone throughout the month of June. That's Tri-County. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, tricounty.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We have
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Have the scene from Goodfellas, Billy Batts. Sorry, I was just we're confused on some timing issues. Anyway, we have the scene from Goodfellas edited for you. But if you remember, yesterday was a very, very important day in movie history. And that, of course, is a great scene from Goodfellas, June 11th, 1970, Queens, New York, when this scene took place. Man, what great actors. Goodfellas might be one of the greatest movies ever made, Justin. It really might. Might be one of the greatest ever, don't you think?
100%. I think I watch it at least once, maybe every 6 to 8 months. Goodfellas, I love to death.
Has DeSantis ever seen Goodfellas?
I've seen Goodfellas. I'm a huge Martin Scorsese fan.
Okay. When was the last time you saw Goodfellas?
I don't know. I didn't watch it yesterday or anything. Probably a couple of years.
All right.
What do you want me to watch it once a week?
I'm curious, you know? That's all. Like, if you saw it one time when, 10 years ago, I don't think that counts.
Well, if you want me to say something that'll annoy you,
Please. Can
offer up my list of favorite Martin Scorsese movies, because I know you're going to be pretty displeased with my top three.
Go ahead.
All right. Wolf of Wall Street.
I love that movie.
Taxi Driver.
Great movie.
Well, this is the one that's going to irk you. Shutter Island would be my
No, stop it. Shutter Island.
Shutter Island top three is
It's great. Crazy. It's in my top 10 all-time favorite movies. I love Shutter Island.
Oh my god. Oh my
I love
god.
The book too.
The book is great. The movie's fine. It's not his top 3 Martin Scorsese movie. Are you freaking kidding me?
Well,
Martin Scorsese
Goodfellas would be number 4 and Casino
Even
would be
Even he
number
would
five.
Not say it's in his top 3.
Well, it's my list. It's my opinion.
Justin, help me out here, please.
It's not a good opinion. I'll tell you.
It's a terrible opinion. That's the dumbest. I mean, of all the dumb opinions you've had, that might be the dumbest opinion of all. Martin Scorsese has several movies that are ranked on the top 100 movies ever made. Like, for example, there's a movie that he made. Let's see. There's a movie called
The Departed has got to be up there.
Well, The Departed is up there. It's way better than Shutter Island. How about Casino?
I like it. That was in my top 5.
How about Raging Bull?
Raging Bull would probably... Yeah, Raging Bull's good. Cape I can Fear? See that at number
mean
six.
Mean Streets? Mean Streets. Harvey Keitel, 1973.
No, didn't love it.
King of... I mean, I don't even know. I honestly, I really have no freaking clue what to do with you. I really have no idea. I'm surprised you didn't say Hugo is up there. He did that one.
I don't even know what that is.
I know The Irishman was not. That was way too low. No. Oh, my God.
Killers of the Flower Moon, another great book, not a very good movie. That was like 3.5 hours long, and it felt like 3.5 hours.
Yeah, I...
wasn't terrible. It just wasn't up to snuff. When you think Martin Scorsese, you think of a product a little bit better than Killers.
Gangs in New York was great.
Eh.
What do you mean, eh?
It's not that good. Cameron Diaz is terrible in that movie.
What are your opinions on Cape Fear?
Yeah, Cape Fear was great.
If I had seen it, I would let you know.
Shocker. Shocker.
The King of Comedy is a terrible movie. I love Martin Scorsese, but that's not a good one.
I didn't... by the way, Mike Foran on Twitter wants to know, was a senator upset he didn't get a soda after being arrested? That's funny. Very good. Throwback to the woman who got a soda after they were arrested at the ICE facility and then given a tour. All right, well, we have the scene from I think, unarguably, his best movie is Goodfellas. Do we all agree on that?
Number four.
You're crazy.
How is that freaking possible that that's number four?
Crazy.
I understand why someone would have it.
It is considered probably, besides Godfather, the greatest mob movie of all time. Hands down, period. It's Godfather 1, Godfather 2, and Goodfellas are considered to be the holy trinity of mob movies. And you're putting it at number four after Shutter freaking Island?
Well, I'll say this. I think Godfather 1 and 2 are better than Shutter Island, but I prefer Shutter Island to Goodfellas.
All right,
that's crazy.
It's not that crazy. It's a good movie.
Thank God I'm off tomorrow, honestly. I can't. Well, yesterday on this date in 1970, this happened. Take a listen.
Hey, Tommy, if I was going to break your you need to go home and get your shine box. Now, this kid was great. I used to call him Spit Shine Tommy. I swear to God, he make your shoes look like mirrors. Excuse my language. He was terrific. He was the best. He made a lot of money, too. Salud, Tommy.
No more shines, Billy.
What?
I said no more shines. Maybe you didn't hear about it. You've been away a long time. They didn't go up there, tell you. I don't shine shoes anymore.
Relax. Will you, for crying out? What's got into you? I'm breaking your balls a little bit. That's all. I'm only kidding with you.
You don't sound like you're kidding. You know, there's a lot of people around.
I mean, I'm only kidding with you. We're having a party. I mean, I just came home. I haven't seen you in a long time, and I'm breaking your I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you.
I'm sorry. It's okay. No problem.
Okay, sell it. Now go home and get your shine box.
Mother! you!
Come on!
Oh, I love that! But Shutter Island's way better. Oh, my God. All right, listen, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, we are going to be live June 20th for our next live show. Now, they're sold out that weekend, but you can still come to the show. You don't need a ticket. You don't need a reservation. Just come. Come to the show. It's 3 to 7 p.m. We'll be in the 5th floor ballroom, and you can stay for all the show, part of the show, whatever you like. But now's the time to start thinking about making your July plans before they are completely sold out for the month of July. And in July midweek stay, you book it, you get resort credits. What do you do with the resort credits? You use them for Hemingway's restaurant, the outdoor pool bar, beach concession stand. You take the family on a whale watching boat cruise, whatever you want to do. And the longer you stay, the more you get in resort credits. Just go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com and get all the details. And you're going to love it there. They have a gigantic outdoor heated pool, a gigantic indoor heated saltwater pool, hot tub, game room for the kids. Hemingway's restaurant's got great food. And there's so much to do in Cape May. If you've never been to Cape May before, it's completely different from the Jersey Shore. It really is. It's an island. It's got a very kind of it was an old whale watching a whaling village back in the day. So it kind of reminds you of New England a little bit. Kind of has that Nantucket feel. And they were hunting whales back then, not the way Phil Murphy was by killing them with windmills, but it's just a really cool town. Lots of Victorian homes, ton of World War II history. There's wineries and breweries and mini golf for the kids, arcades. It's just really the perfect vacation place. So make your reservations today at My Happy Place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Do it now. Come out to the show on June 20th and make your June and July reservations today. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Little cowbell. Gonna need more cowbell. I got a fever. And the only cure is more cowbell. Can you guess the song? Maybe that's what we'll do from now on with the YouTube audience. We'll see if you can guess based on the clues. All right. By the way, just for the record, you know how, Justin, you know how DeSantis loves to look at what the critics say? All the artsy, fartsy critics? And he loves to go by that on the tomato meter?
The highbrows.
Yeah. So Shutter Island gets 69%. From the elitist, snobby critics. Because he's always the one going, well, Rotten Tomatoes, they give it, right? Does he not do that all the time? Constantly,
it's,
right?
It's good to reflect upon Rotten Tomatoes before you start watching a film, I think.
Well, they think that it stinks, and that's why they only gave it a 69%. And the audience only gave it 77%. Just for the record.
Respectable. Respectable ratings.
There's nothing respectable about that. And Goodfellas, as a matter of fact, just to let you know how Goodfellas did. Let's see. Let's put in Goodfellas, unarguably one of the greatest movies of all time, period. Way better than Shutter Island. But did it do better, according to the critics? 94%. And 97% by the audience, which really matters. So, there you go. It should be 100. Movie's perfect. Flawless.
There's barely yet. Like, I don't even think Godfather Part 1 has a 100% rating. I want to say it's at 99%. Godfather 2 might be 100.
Godfather 2 gets a, let's see, 98%? 98% rating.
Yeah, Godfather 1 has a 97% and a 98%. Yeah. So somebody watched that movie and decided it wasn't for them, which boggles my mind.
Oh, I guarantee you there's some artsy-fartsy movie that gets 100% by the critics and zero by the audience. I guarantee you there's at least one on there. And those are your people.
Oh, there has to be.
The critics.
They're not my people.
Sheldon Whitehouse, Sylvester the Cat, Snagglepuss, whatever we want to call him, he commented on Senator Padilla's fake arrest today, fake takedown, which, of course, this guy wanted. It's time for Americans to let the Trump administration know this has to stop. Take a listen.
Where are the Republicans? Why is it only
Democrats? Oh, God. That's America's mother-in-law.
Why is it only Democrats who are pointing out that when a member of Congress is doing his or her job, then that member of Congress should be allowed to do that and should not end up in handcuffs? And so far, the only thing we have gotten from any of the Republicans is to try to blame Senator Padilla for actually doing what it is that he swore to do. And that is to do his job as a senator
to
uphold the Constitution of the United States.
To interrupt a press conference?
We're going to stay there, keep asking the Republicans to step up and to give us an investigation, an independent investigation into what happened.
I thought that was Snagglepuss. That was America's mother-in-law. I wasn't ready for that.
Yeah, sorry. There's a couple of them on the same clip. I'll go to him next. You want to hear him?
Yeah.
And law enforcement force is being used in political disputes, whether it's fire hoses and dogs and John Lewis being beaten to the ground in the civil rights movement.
Seriously.
Or, you know, worse episodes from history in 1930s Europe.
Oh,
this is not
there we go.
Who we are. This is a bad day for Lady Liberty. The lamp.
How do you know her gender?
Being held very high.
What are you, a biologist? Huh? Are you a biologist, Snagglepuss? Listen, this guy wanted this confrontation. He was interrupting the Secretary of Homeland Security while she was speaking. The guy, they don't know he's a senator. He was purposely grandstanding like a jackass. And then she met with him after. And they had a meeting after the event was over. He did this on purpose. What else you got for me?
I have some more Sheldon Whitehouse if you'd like to hear
I don't really want to. But this is the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria. VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. I know we got Daniel Turner coming up, so I should take a quick break. But Garden State Earthworks. Your drainage solution, I want you to reach out to them today by going to GardenStateEarthworks.com or 856-848-4444. Wherever water is a problem in your yard, your backyard, they will take care of it for you by draining the water away. See, the thing about Garden State Earthworks is that the work is guaranteed. So that means that when you have water ponding in your backyard, attracting all kinds of mosquitoes and God only knows what else, or getting into your basement, hurting your foundation, causing your swimming pool liner to move, or hurting your pool, wherever the water problems are, Garden State Earthworks drains it away once and for all, for good, guaranteed, done, over. It's great. And I've used them in two different homes because we had a wet basement in the first house and our backyard in this house was like a gigantic swamp. And Lou Vargo is the best at what he does and super busy. But you call him, you tell him I sent you, he'll make you and your home a priority. So call 856-848-4444, 856-848-4444, or GardenStateEarthworks.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.